The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome into First Take. It's a glorious day here in New York City, and look what the cat dragged in. Keyshawn Johnson, ready to take on Stephen.
What's up, my brother?
What's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
I'm just living the dream.
All right, you all right? Dodgers are home.
Are
you okay?
I'm good. We moving on. We won last year. It's time for somebody else.
So we just gonna move on.
Here's the somebody else that's gonna win. I'm rooting for Dusty Baker.
So am I.
For Dusty because as a kid, I used to sit in the left field pavilion and watch everybody throw bubble gum out on the field before the start of the game.
Yeah, but you didn't bring up Dusty Baker last week when you was wearing the Dodgers t-shirt. That's all I'm trying to say.
At least I was able to wear a t-shirt last week. Your baseball team been eliminated. I'm assuming it's the Yankees. Yeah. I'm assuming.
That would be the correct assumption.
So at least I got to wear my uniform a little longer.
Great spin by you. All right, week 7 is in the books. One of the surprises over the weekend was the beatdown Joe Burrow and the Bengals put on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens 41-17. But now both are tied for first place in the AFC North at 5-2. Just yesterday, Stephen A. said he'd take Burrow over Lamar Jackson. Take a listen.
Going forward, though, Joe Burrow.
I'm saying because
over Lamar Jackson,
because of this one position. I have been a stickler for many, many years. I know how electrifying Lamar Jackson is.
Right.
But I've been a stickler for years about when you play the quarterback position. I have to believe in your ability to throw the football consistently. Watching them throw the football, Joe Burrow just appears to be on another level.
Okay, Keyshawn, talk to me. Who would you rather have, Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow?
Here's what I'm going to say, Molly. I like Joe Burrow, but I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment either. I love Lamar Jackson. Ever since he's come into this league, the only thing he's done is go to the playoffs, win a playoff game, continuing to get better. We've had this conversation many times, Stephen A., about Lamar Jackson's ability to throw the football. Mm-hmm. The moment y'all say he can't throw from in the pocket, the man has completed 68% of his passes from inside the pocket. Mm-hmm. When they say he couldn't, and all he's doing is showing you different. Mm-hmm. Yes, they got shellacked by the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm-hmm. Big deal. Mm-hmm. So what? Mm-hmm. That's not that big of a deal. Right. He didn't play bad. He didn't play great.
Right.
But at the same time, there's probably 3, maybe 4 quarterbacks that I would take over Joe Burrow post-Patrick Mahomes entering the NFL. What I mean by that is Mahomes came in at 17. Anybody after 18, I would take would be Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert. Those would be the guys that I would take before I even get to Joe Burrow, okay? And Lamar Jackson is in front of that line. I don't understand when you look at a dynamic playmaker, both with his legs and his arm, defeating and beating all odds against him consistently and has his team in a position to make a strong playoff run, why is that a problem?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's a problem, and that's why I think you're wrong, because you're getting all emotional about it, and that's fine.
I ain't crying.
I understand that. That don't mean you ain't got to cry to be emotional now. We all know that. But here's the reality of the situation. Lamar Jackson is sensational. Nobody's taking that away from him. And just because you say you take somebody else is not to denigrate Lamar Jackson like he's some scrub. This brother's a former league MVP, and he's box office, by the way.
Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, he deserves more money than Josh Allen. And Josh Allen's getting 6 years, $258 million. I get all of that. But what I'm saying is, from the quarterback position, when you sit back and you watch somebody be a pure passer, when you look at them, I just believe right now, Joe Burrow appears to be that guy. Now, can Lamar Jackson prove me wrong? Sure he can. When I see him do it in the playoffs, that's
you what I'm saying. You ain't seen Joe Burrow do nothing. He ain't
I,
made
I,
even playoffs. Well,
that's why this is only his second year. Last year was his rookie year. He got hurt his rookie year, Keyshawn. I mean, he's a puppy. He's just getting started.
Stephen so
what? Hold on, wait a minute.
No, man, I can't let you do this.
No, yes, you can.
On your own show,
I can't let you do this. You absolutely can let me do that. And here's why you can let me do that. Because you brought Justin Herbert into the equation. He ain't been in the playoffs either. Last year was his rookie year. And he had this rookie year, and then he has this year. So what I'm saying is, when he's been on the field, you're going by what you see to elevate Justin Herbert. I can do that about Joe Burrow.
And I say you couldn't. I'm just saying you are wrong to think that.
I'm not wrong.
Okay.
I'm not wrong. But go ahead.
I don't think that there's today.
Okay.
I don't think there's 30 other teams in the National Football League that wouldn't take Lamar Jackson over Joe Burrow.
And listen, you know what? I'm not going to dispute that. What I'm saying to you is this. You're going to take Lamar Jackson because of the electrifying overall talent.
So why are we even having this conversation?
Because you saw me yesterday talking about Joe Burrow strictly as a passer, and you took issue with that.
So my point is,
that's why we started off
with this. Let me ask you this, big bro.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
So, Molly, too, if Lamar Jackson is completing, I don't know, 68% of his passes.
He's at 64.9%.
Okay, right, dropped because it dropped. Yes.
He's at 68.
He's at 65. I have all the numbers. Burrow's at 69. They both have a 60 QBR. They have the same amount of yards.
If they wasn't out there dropping passes at an alarming rate.
You've been saying that a while now. You've been saying that around. It has happened, but they've caught some passes too.
Yes, and it elevated it. But that Detroit game? When they was out there fumbling and doubling?
That was a bad game, absolutely.
So my whole point is, you say completing passes. If they were at 70%, is that a problem? What you want them to be at, 85%?
No.
What do you want them to be at then? Tell me.
Again, it's not about a number. I'm comparing because
it has to be about a number, Stephen A.
This is what you're missing. Lamar Jackson, the stud that he is, why do I keep bringing up Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, people, Justin Herbert, people like that? Derek Carr, even. Let me finish. We can go there later. Absolutely. They're standing there in the same conference. See, if this was something where they never meet one another and we could just speculate, I get your point. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to say is that at some point in time, for Lamar Jackson to get to the promised land, the likelihood is he's going to have to go through them to do
it. And they got to go through him.
And they got to go through him.
Absolutely.
So what I'm saying to you is I'm looking at it from that perspective, not taking anything away from his greatness, but I'm simply pointing out, when you've got
four players, you don't think he can do it.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying until he does, this is what I think. When I think about Joe Burrow throwing the football, I have more confidence in him purely throwing the football.
I'm going to say one thing, and we're going to let you go, Molly.
Keyshawn, give me your one major point on why you like Lamar better. He's saying it's throwing the football. Give us your one major reason why.
I feel like no matter what the situation is, I'm always in it, no matter what the situation is. Rain,
so he's a playmaker.
And Joe Burrow got way better skill position weapons.
That is true.
And Lamar is still out there cooking.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm letting Molly move on.
We are moving on.
Hey, Lou. Oh, I ain't going to do that.
Monday Night Football.
Oh,
we had the Saints and Seahawks in action.
How the day's going.
I'm proud that we're listening to time cues, though. I mean, this is special. For Seattle, Geno Smith was at the helm as Russell Wilson recovers from a finger injury. But Jameis Winston and the Saints got the W on the road in what is a hostile environment to play. 13-10, low-scoring affair. New Orleans, 4-2, second in the division behind the Bucs. We know Keyshawn's nephew, star receiver Michael Thomas, could be back soon. He's not even out there yet. So with that being said, Keyshawn, what is the Saints' ceiling in the NFC?
You know, I feel like, and I felt this way at the beginning of the season, yes, I'm a little biased, and yes, it is some nepotism on my side with my nephew once he comes back healthy. I think they get some added boost. I think they probably could be a 2-3 seed. And here's what I'm thinking.
What?
Because of their defense is getting better. And when he comes back, he adds an extra element to the game. He gives a different comfort level to Jameis Winston. Don't look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which, by the way, the New Orleans Saints accept the playoffs. They usually beat Tampa every year regular season.
That is fair.
Sean Payton, for whatever reason, understands them a little bit.
Okay.
You look at that.
Okay.
The Green Bay Packers are there. The Arizona Cardinals, Dallas Cowboys are there. So you got 2-3. I'm saying they could probably be in that 2-3 category. I don't think that they're going to catch the number one seed, but I think 2-3, they could. They can catch 2-3.
That is ridiculous.
Tell me why.
That is ridiculous.
Tell me why.
First of all, all right, well, let's go down the list. Unfortunately, we have to put the Cowboys in that mix. Fair enough, the NFC least. We got to put them in there, right? They ain't playing against anybody. It's all right. You got to put Arizona in there. They're the only undefeated team in the NFL.
Okay.
You ain't catching Tampa Bay. You ain't catching them.
Why are you not going to catch them?
Because you're not going to catch them. You're not gonna,
so Tampa ain't going to lose no more games the rest of the season?
I don't think that Tampa Bay will. Well,
they got to play each other. Hello?
Yeah. They're going to win both games. They ain't going to win both games.
They won both games last year in the regular season.
It's not going to happen. No.
I'm just telling you.
It's not going to happen this time around. I'm saying it's not going to happen this time around.
I can't see in the future as far as you.
Okay. Now, also Green Bay. All right. So I just gave you four teams. I mean, you could get a fifth seed, fifth, sixth, or seventh seed. Yeah. But there ain't going to be no two or three. That's definitely some nepotism and bias. And all of that other stuff.
I'm telling you the real. I do have nepotism and bias.
Okay.
But I also understand how they play and their style of play.
Hold on.
And you trust Jameis Winston?
We understand.
He hasn't been turning the ball over.
You're 100% right. And everybody's waiting for him to do that. But Sean's not going to let him do that.
We understand how they play. We also know this ain't Drew Brees quarterbacking now. This is Jameis Winston.
You act like the last several years, Drew Brees has just been lighting it up to the whole nother degree.
Well, I understand that might not have been the case, but he was still better than Jameis Winston.
He was better than Jameis Winston as far as you saw. As far as they see right now, Jameis Winston is 4-2, man. Let's keep it 100. He's 4-2, and he, like Molly astutely said, if that's the correct word that I should use.
It is astute.
Said that the man has not been turning the ball over.
I agree with that.
So if he ain't been putting turning,
a, listen, 13-10, let's not write home about it, okay?
It doesn't matter. A win is a win. You're going on the road in a hostile environment with rain. I'm not tripping.
Listen, what I'm saying to you is this. When we look at the New Orleans Saints, do I anticipate they can make the playoffs? Absolutely. All right? Do I see them as a top 3 seed?
NFC?
They 4-2, man.
No, it ain't happening.
They got
you
know who in their division clearly, right? Carolina and Atlanta. So you're going to give them wins. It's going to come down.
I am. I see them losing one of those games.
They already lost Carolina. They lost to Carolina based on the coaches, in my opinion, not even being there. Remember, the coaches had the COVID situation.
Right.
Half the
Carolina's kind of on the decline right now, too.
Carolina's on the decline. Yeah. Atlanta's just there. It's Atlanta, whatever.
Okay.
And then you got Tampa Bay within the division. So let me assume that they take care of Tampa Bay twice.
That's what this is about. So you think that – I want to be very clear now, Keyshawn.
Yes, yes.
So you think they're going to beat Tampa Bay twice.
I do.
And as a result, take
I
out.
Do based
and
on –
as a result,
based
take
on,
out.
Why? That's where you
based
lose
on
me.
Knowledge,
Tampa Bay
based on,
twice.
Based on their knowledge. See, I'm not going to get
and
caught up
knowledge.
In –
knowledge. What about Tom Brady's knowledge?
Yeah, but I'm not going to get caught up in the Tom – Tom Brady was there last year and they beat him twice.
Okay.
Yeah, his first year.
And then let me be honest with you. And then in the regular season, in the postseason, you had a receiver that was their most dominant player, couldn't get out of the bed with two ankle problems.
Yeah.
You had a running back that had some COVID issues that was missing time.
Yeah.
And you also had a quarterback that had barbecue ribs.
Yeah.
I know what I'm looking at, but we can visit that in January.
No, dog. We going to visit that right now.
I need to
say
when they
play. Very clear.
Hold on, Molly.
You don't even need the schedule because what this man said is the same Tom Brady that lost to them twice last year is going to lose to them twice more.
So, in other words,
New Orleans is going to beat Tom Brady four straight times.
Well, why would he be?
And as two last year, two this year.
He beat him in the playoffs. Four in the regular season straight.
Okay.
I'm just correcting him. Right. I don't want somebody
to be saying something. I appreciate it. Because I forgot that they beat him in the playoffs. Yeah. I forgot about that.
But it's hard as hell to beat a team three times. It's hard to beat a team three times.
So Tom Brady's going to lose four straight regular season games to New Orleans.
I think so.
You don't believe it?
Yes.
Yeah, this Sunday.
On Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. And where's the game at?
The game's in New Orleans.
So there you go. We're going to get that one. And I think my nephew might be back.
And by the way,
December 19th.
What has your nephew been going this long?
Yeah,
surgery on his ankles.
What is the deal with that?
Yes, sir.
Wait, I got another question.
He had late surgery.
Since we have you, and you know, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
I ain't got no problem.
So I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did he wait, though, to get the surgery?
I don't know that he waited. I don't know that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't know that they told him something different.
No, I believe you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know that.
I believe you. I'm not going to question you on that.
Wow.
And that's for him
that's
to answer.
Nice. No, but
what I will say, what I will say to let you know my position about your nephew, because I think Michael Thomas is a stud. The brother's a big-time ball player when he's out there. I was appalled to hear you had surgery in June. When the season ended in January. Like, what the hell are you waiting for?
Yeah, there may have been a communication breakdown. It may have been a communication breakdown.
Okay.
And sometimes there are individuals in the world that we live in want to give information that they want to give versus information that should have been given. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Right. Can I ask one more question?
Is your nephew excited to return?
I think he will be when the time comes.
Okay.
Because he wants to quiet down all the noise.
He would. Okay. What noise?
And the haters, man. People chirping and stuff. You know how they go.
No. What's the kid? Let me tell you something, Michael Thomas. Ain't nobody. I don't want to hear that.
I didn't say you.
I know that. Nobody's hating on Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is an all-world receiver. What we hating on is the fact that we're not seeing him be all-world because he ain't on the field.
Don't let your nephew believe that.
Really? So you just hosting a national radio show. Ain't that media?
Keyshawn, there's a statute of limitations and how many times you can lie in the first 15 minutes of the show.
Exactly.
I mean,
come on, man.
Seriously.
You in the media, bro.
I work for a media outlet.
You host a nationally syndicated, owned by Disney.
Right. My check in the right-hand corner has Mickey Mouse. ESPN for a very long time.
So does mine. And I'm in the media.
Yours is automatic payment, I'm sure. Because the checks, they can't put in all the numbers.
Folks are just out here lying to people's faces. Wow. Oh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
First Dig back on the road. Join us this Friday. Florida A&M University in Tallahassee. We're at the Will Packer Amphitheater. Guests include Will Packer, Kevin Hart, Taraji P. Henson, Chris Paul, Ryan Clark. We've got giveaways. It's all free. Doors open 8:30 a.m. So come join First Take live at FAMU.
You know what time it is, right? It's time for Stephen A. List. Here's the deal. The list is fluid.
I know it's fluid. I know all of that.
I'm glad it's fluid.
I think he's confused.
The list is fluid. It's fluid. Only reason, Batman.
Because you done lost your mind.
If it's so fluid, how are we not considering the Bills?
You can come back. Because the list is fluid.
You know how he gets away with all of it? It's fluid, man. It's fluid.
You're biased, Jeff Saturday. You're biased. No.
You can do what you need to do. It's your list.
This list is banana.
It's fluid. It's fluid. That's right. It is fluid, okay? There's no question about that. It's fluid. Stephen's A-List. Week 7. You see this list right here? It's getting ready to come up. I'm trying to tell you right now, Keyshawn and Jeff Saturday, they lifting it. They try to jump on me. It don't matter. I got them this week. I know what I'm doing, all right? We're going to go to the top 5 teams in the National Football League after Week 7 right now. Number 5 on the list. Give it to me. Bam! The Rams. Why? We see Matthew Stafford. We see Cup. We see Woods. We see what those brothers are doing. They're handling their business. Although it was against the Detroit Lions, we understand it. The bottom line is they only got one loss on the season. I'm going to give it to the Rams right now. They are top 5 team in the NFL. They ain't top 4, though. Give me number 4 on the list, please. Right there. The Packers. Why? Because he's a bad man, that's why it ain't about the Packers. It's about that brother Aaron Rodgers continuing to do what he does. They've only got one loss to see. They're handling their business, okay? They beat a few teams themselves. We sort of handle Washington, sort of beat Chicago. We understand what's going on. Aaron Rodgers, let's go to number three on the list, please. You look at this, Keisha. It's the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Now, I had them at number two on the list. They had a bye week. I'm putting them at number three. I know what I'm doing. Jeff Saturday, the most potent offense, arguably, in the National Football League. The defense has improved. They've slaughtered inferior competition. They're going to have inferior competition for weeks to come. But because their offense looks so pure right now, we're going to give them some love and leave them as a top three team on the list. They ain't top two, though. You know who top two is, number two, right? The reigning defending Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why? Because Tom Brady and the crew are putting up buckets. By the way, they have a victory over the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Even though they didn't have a bye week and the Dallas Cowboys did, I like what I'm seeing from Tampa Bay right now. They seem to be getting everything going defensively. They seem to be getting a little bit better as well. They're the reigning defending champions. They're a top two team on the list, but they ain't number one. We know who number one is. The number one team in the National Football League, the only undefeated team in the National Football League. That is the Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray, A.J. Green coming out of the woodwork. Got 150-plus yards receiving. We know what Kyler Murray can do. You understand DeAndre Hopkins and what he can bring to the table. The defense is opportunistic. I know you don't see a single AFC team on here. It was intentional. The Buffalo Bills, no. We saw what just happened to the Ravens. The Bengals got two losses on their schedule, including one of the Chicago Bears. Don't get me started with no Las Vegas Raiders. Yes, they've won two straight with Boston, you know, without John Gruden, but they had lost two straight prior to that. They've got two losses themselves. None of the AFC teams belong above these teams. This is my top five A-list, y'all. Here we go.
This is horrible.
This is
so
horrible.
Bad. It's a you and the terrible in this right
here. Terrible.
Oh. What? Why? Terrible. Why? What's the problem?
You offended the Packers by saying they beat Chicago and Washington. Get out of here.
Seriously.
Listen, they won six straight. They won six straight. I should have just said that. They won six straight. They won six straight. Okay, they're doing their thing.
Listen, I'm going to go ahead with 4-5, and I would move on. You got to get some AFC teams on here.
Why?
Listen, the Packers, who have the Packers beat? You just heard my, who have the Packers beat? Their defense is suspect. All right, you got the bad man.
Last week you got on me because Adams ain't going to play. You had him here last week.
They're about to have two losses.
You had him here last week.
I'm helping you. I'm helping you with your
It's fluid, right?
Listen, the Rams, everybody's excited about the Rams. Sean McVay, this whole thing. This is a poor rushing the football team. I'm just going to let you know, they're 28th in the league in yards.
They got to run.
They don't have to run.
They're going to have to, but they don't have to yet.
So those two, I got to have some Bills, and the Bengals are high. I'm going Bills and Bengals. Bills at 4, Bengals at 5.
Really?
Yes.
You switching up on me.
It's fluid.
Even though the Bills lost to the Titans in the way that they lost their game, I'm going to still have to drop them at 4, and I'm going to have to put the Titans.
I like that.
I'm going to have to put the Titans at 4 and drop them at 5.
You're going to put the Titans?
If I do that, or I'm going to slide the Raiders in at 5.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Hold on, sir. Hold on. You said they lost two straight. I'm just going to ask you a real question on your show on national television. Do you think at all the Sunday that they lost to, was it the Bears? Do you think at all? Who did they lose to? They lost the week. It was the Bears.
The Bears.
Do you think at all on your show, Stephen A's List, that anything that was going on 24, 48 hours prior to that had anything to do?
Absolutely. I believe that. So you really ain't going to give them that loss.
Stop it.
I believe that.
Okay.
But it doesn't negate the fact that it's an L.
Because when that person was removed and Rich Bisaccia took over,
yes,
they look like a totally different team.
Against the Eagles.
It don't matter.
Excuse me.
Against the Eagles. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Can I just say something? The one time he decides to show the Cowboys love on his fluid list is when they're coming off a bye.
Yes.
No one has an issue with that.
I dropped them on the bye. What do you mean the one time? You're wrong, Molly.
Here's my biggest question. Why did you look so confused when he said the Titans? Like, that would be an insult. They just beat two of the best teams in the NFL back to back.
You feel that way about the Chiefs right now?
I know.
Even though there's two conferences in football.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They whipped the team that everybody said was going to win 8 Super Bowls in 3 years.
They whipped the team that has no defense. The defense is trash. The defense is trash.
Don't matter.
We all know this. We know this.
They still took care of business.
But you can't just dismiss what they're doing and the fashion they did it. They completely dominated.
Okay, I respect that. And I'm not.
But you got five NFC. You did disrespect it. You got five NFC.
You did.
But your actions showed the disrespect. It wasn't just.
All I'm trying to say is this. Show me again if you're the Tennessee Titans. Let's see what they do this upcoming week.
Because it's fluid.
Because it's fluid. Okay. Hey, it's fluid for you. It's fluid for you. Okay. Remember, he had the package in his top four last week.
Okay.
How you going to switch up on me now?
I just have to do one thing before we go to break. Top five NFC team or NFL team?
NFL team.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay. Well, get it together and revisit it a little later in the show.
She ain't got to roll up in here like that.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Stephen A., you got something else for us?
Oh, yeah.
Put a smile on our face?
Real quick. Okay. There was some stuff last night, Jay Williams. Keyshawn Johnson. Look at Lauri Walker. There is a sign that he is still with the Chicago Bulls. Look at that right there. That was a nice dunk by that brother right there.
I'm
sorry. I forgot he left the Bulls. Look at that. And look at this dunk right here by Brandon Ingram on Anthony Edwards. Look at that right there, Brandon Ingram. That was a nice dunk. Nice, but that's why it's top five. It's not top three. Here's a top three one right here. It's Anthony Edwards. Look at that. That's Anthony Edwards right there. Look at that brother right there. Something special. Some people felt he should have been a rookie of the year. I think it should have been co-rookie of the year with him and LaMelo myself. But nevertheless, look at number 2 on the list. Look at this dunk right here. That's one dunk by John Collins, okay? Look at that nasty one. But check out the other one that's about to come right here. Check out this dude, Jay Wood. Look at this.
Climb on his back. Climb on his back.
Lord.
Oh, that was nasty right here.
What are you doing,
nice
Kelly
dunk. But it ain't number 1 on the list. Look at the dunk of the night right here. We used to see Miles Bridges dunk on people. Look at Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. And I love Miles Bridges. He's special.
He got posterized right there.
You got to know there's certain things that you got to know. Don't challenge. Miles Bridges is used to dunking on people. He got caught last night. He got caught.
That back looks like you on a 6-foot rim.
If there's anybody that'll get the league back on dunks, it's Miles Bridges.
Jay, any disagreement on that order?
No, I got no problem at all.
Okay.
No problem at all.
Nice job.
You're right. Okay. Yeah, that's a good list right there. That's an A-type list.
Take your victory, Lau.
That's an A-list.
That was a good moment for you. Dad talks right twice a day.
Keyshawn don't want to give it. He's just holding out.
No, it's cool.
It's cool.
Other than the last two, the first two was all right.
No, they were top five of the night.
Yeah, they was all right. That was cool.
They were all right. That's why they won top two.
All right.
See what I'm saying?
Let's get to the Lakers.
No, but
some things happened over the weekend. Lakers. They unraveled on Friday night. 115-105 loss to Phoenix. The ugliest moment happening when teammates Anthony Davis, Dwight Howard got into a physical altercation on the bench in the second quarter. Magic Johnson tweeting this. Dwight Howard and AD getting into a physical altercation on the bench. In my 42 years of being associated with the Lakers organization, I've never seen something like that. Lakers are 1-2, lost it to the Warriors, the Suns, as I just mentioned, and beating the Grizz by 3 on Sunday. Should the Lakers still be the favorites to win it all, Jay?
You're damn right they should be. Let me give you a Kobe Bryant quote. Everything negative, pressure and challenges, it's all an opportunity for me to rise. Mm-hmm. All these things, guys, veteran teams, people aren't going to like to hear it because we want to see the Lakers come out strong and be that team that dominates people right away. This is like training camp for them, right? They have to work out so many different things with their team defensively, a lot of question marks around it. That whole thing about passion, for me, that conflict is a good sign of growth because that was about miscues on how they guard a screen and roll. And my thing is, I don't want anybody on that team to settle for mediocrity. Mm-hmm. And LeBron James knows. You also saw in that game him talking trash to Cameron Payne. You say, all right, remember, be humble now. So I'm going to bet the house on the fact that guys like Russell Westbrook, he and I talk about it on our show all the time. We as athletes, I'm petty. I'm crazy competitive. I remember everything you do. So all the people lambasting Russell Westbrook, you don't think he's going to remember that? All the people talking trash to LeBron James, you don't think he's going to remember that? People not having Dwight Howard on the top 75 list, you don't think Dwight remembers that? That conflict you saw? These are all things that are going to perpetuate and motivate the Lakers. I don't care about where they start. I care about where they finish.
Okay. Yeah, and I think they still are the team to beat despite this little tit that they had on the sideline. In practice, you can only imagine, Stephen A. and Molly, what goes on in practice. Mm-hmm. The arguments, the pushing and shoving. They're trying to sort things out. Yeah. This won't be the first time. This isn't the first time, and it won't be the last time. It just so happened it was on television. We saw it, and it was like, oh, God, what is going on here? It didn't cost them the game. It didn't cost them their season.
But why was Magic so bothered by it then?
Well, because Magic's been in a situation, like you said, for 42 years. He's never seen that. They handled their confrontation differently when he played.
I've seen a lot of confrontation like that. I mean, I've seen a lot of people go at it. I've worked out with Kobe. I've seen Kobe try to fight. I've seen Michael Jordan try to fight people.
That's not the biggest reason if they were not to advance. That wouldn't be the biggest reason. It would be because their age, they're breaking down, they're not playing defense. Mm-hmm. That would be the problem, Stephen A.
Let me say this. First of all, the argument was nothing. It was much ado about nothing. Yeah. And if you look at Dwight Howard, when Dwight Howard was going back at him, because he... NBA TV showed the complete footage, and AD had chased D. Howard down and confronted him. All Dwight Howard was saying to him was not on camera, not in public. If you look at him and you watch him, he's like, not here.
Yeah,
not,
being a veteran.
In other words,
being
he's like, not here. That's all he was saying. He wasn't having a problem with Anthony Davis, what Anthony Davis was saying. He's saying, you don't come at me like that with the cameras rolling in front of everybody. That's all Dwight Howard was saying. That's number one. Number two, let me say this to you. It wasn't a big deal, but what I'm seeing from the Lakers is a big deal only in this respect. It ain't about Russell Westbrook and questioning him. This brother's a walking triple-double. He's a future Hall of Famer. He made it on my top 75 list. Of course, LeBron did. Of course, AD did. Of course, Carmelo Anthony did. Dwight Howard, no, he'll be my top 100. He wasn't my top 75. That's a subject for another day. But let me tell you something right now. My reservations about the Lakers... It's my reservations about everybody. I am willing to sit here in front of y'all right now, and I'm telling you right now, the Golden State Warriors might win it all. And I'm telling you this, and let me say, I'm getting to a point where I'm using my imagination, imagining Klay Thompson comes back. Of course, I'm not talking about as presently constructed. Klay Thompson comes back. Wiseman comes back. All right? What I've seen from Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, Damian Lee, Kuminga, Kuminga coming back. You know, they're not coming. You know, he's the first round pick, number 7 overall. I'm looking at this squad, their ability to hit shots and free throws. And I'm telling you right now, if Klay Thompson and brothers come back healthy, the only thing that will have any chance of stopping them is Kyrie Irving returning to Brooklyn to join Harden and KD. There is no one else, including the Lakers, that will have it, that will be able to knock off the Golden State Warriors.
See, I push back on you.
That's where I'm at with that.
Not as a Laker fan, but merely as a basketball fan.
Okay.
Because this is a new team and a new nucleus coming together.
Okay.
You've got to give them an opportunity to gel. We just assume Klay Thompson's going to come back as Klay Thompson.
Right.
His brother's had two different surgeries over the last couple of years.
Okay. I want to respond to that, but let me say this to you. A couple of things that you need to pay attention to that I'm bringing up. Number one, I'm assuming the Lakers are going to get it together because I believe in any team led by LeBron James, they eventually will be ready. So long as they're healthy, they eventually will be ready come playoff time. And I believe in Russell Westbrook. I think he gets a bad rap, people calling him selfish or whatever. He might need to make better decisions. But he definitely needs to improve his perimeter shot because they dare him to shoot sometimes. That's problematic for them. And him and LeBron James have both struggled to shoot 70% from the free throw line in the last 3 years. People have ignored that. You got to make free throws come playoff time. That's one element. And number two, it's important, Jay, because you know you're going to get to the line. The game slows down. Defenses get back. More fouls are called. You're going to have to make free throws. We know Golden State ain't missing them. But these guys, they might miss them. Number two, and more importantly, remember when you bring up Klay Thompson's key?
Yes.
If it's Russell Westbrook and he has that kind of injury, it's a disaster. Because his success,
his success
is predicated on his athleticism.
But he still got to play defense.
Thompson.
Whoa,
yeah, Klay Thompson.
But Klay got to play defense.
Time out. Klay's success is based off his athleticism, too, now.
Defensively.
Don't sleep on his athleticism.
I'm not.
Klay Thompson is one of the most athletic dudes there.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about it. He's such a pure shooter is what I'm saying.
Oh, great. So you see him as a pure
shot. He's not going to lose his shot. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, his shot.
Won't.
But he was
his
also
shot.
One of their biggest clampdown defenders when
I
it
agree
came
with
to
that.
Clutch moments.
I agree with
and
that.
And my thing is, when you have you haven't played basketball in 2 years.
Sure.
If you were to sit here and say, next year, I'm like, okay, I hear you on that next year. Because I actually want to see Klay play for a significant amount of time, not get injured, find his rhythm. I think that's a lot to put on Klay Thompson coming back this year. Left knee, torn ACL.
Twice.
Comes back twice, comes back off that. Torn Achilles in the right leg, that's compensation off another one. I'm not going to sit here and say Klay Thompson is going to be what he was 2.5 years ago before he got hurt defensively. I think that's a huge loss for them.
That's why I brought up the defensive side of it. As a shooter,
I can't say just because Klay Thompson comes back,
no, but
if
he
he's healthy, they're going to be that team.
I'm saying,
no,
remember, I brought up Wiseman.
Yes.
All right. I brought up the development of Poole, Lee, Wiggins. I also brought up Kuminga. So I'm looking at all of them, and I'm saying to
you. So you're just discounting Denver?
No.
Because how about when Jamal Murray comes back?
What about Jamal Murray and Michael Porter? Here's how I feel. I feel that the Denver Nuggets run into the kryptonite that is the Los Angeles Lakers because the Joker is the key to their success, and the one person that can neutralize him is Anthony Davis. But Anthony Davis, that's a different animal against Golden State because they're perimeter players. And because they're perimeter players and they hurt you from the outside, you don't have to contend with Anthony Davis as much as Denver would because your success is predicated on Jokic.
Let's leave it there. Let me get to another topic. Lakers have the best odds to win the West, according to Caesars, and the Warriors are second as
of
right now.
I'm going to take Caesars and go with them.
Okay. You enjoy Caesars.
We can do that now as long as Klay Thompson's still a question.
And a loss to the Celtics, putting up 25-5-9 last night. Meanwhile, another young superstar, Ja Morant, showed out in a three-point loss Sunday to the Lakers, dropping 43-10. Ja was picked second overall in 2019. LaMelo Ball third in 2020. That got us thinking, who would you rather have, Ja or LaMelo? Who wants to start here?
Go ahead, S.A.
Yeah, we
go ahead. Yeah, we've been starting every show we come on. We always start.
We want this to be second take.
Let's be clear. It's Ja Morant.
Okay.
This brother's on another level. I don't like the fact that he missed up the back end of three free throws.
40-10.
I believe in this brother. This brother is a superstar in the making. And that's not to throw any shade on LaMelo Ball, who obviously I got a lot of love for. And by the way, let's give his pops some props. His pops told us for many years, my sons can play. Lonzo has elevated his game. I think the best thing that's happened to Lonzo.
Get out of L.A., though. That was the best thing.
Part one was him getting out of L.A. Yeah. Part two was his brother entering the league.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got that sibling rivalry. And he elevates his game, and so you see that. Because LaMelo is the kind of dude that he just got a lot of heart and skill. Beautiful point guard. Tremendous promise. Not taking anything away from him. I'm just saying that when I look at Ja Morant, this brother is sensational. I mean, he's got box office superstardom written all over him, okay? And he's only getting better. He's ferocious. He's incredibly athletic. Is he a passer like LaMelo? No. He's everything else. everything else. Ja Morant is the real deal. And not only is he the real deal in terms of numbers, he's the real deal in terms of competitiveness. You walk through the turnstiles to see the show that this brother's going to put on. I'm a Ja Morant fan, and even over LaMelo Ball. And I love LaMelo Ball, but Ja Morant is a special dude.
Yeah, I like Ja, and I was talking to Jay about this a while ago. Ja reminds me a lot of Dame, right? He reminds me just a lot. High scoring volume.
Yeah, not the long range game.
Not the long range game, but the high score, the volume.
Yep.
And to a degree, LaMelo reminds me of Jason Kidd, but a better scorer. Okay?
I like that analogy. I like that.
And so when I'm looking at that, you say, well, who would you rather have to build your team around, for instance? I'd rather have a dude that's complete, like Ball. Complete, which means he can score, he's long.
I don't know if he plays better defense than Ja Morant. I don't think so.
I don't know, but here's what I'm going to say. You also have to factor into his youth and his age. This is the first time in his career he's really played organized basketball. Not no high school stuff real quick, not overseas real quick. This is the first time. He didn't play in college, okay, and he only played a stint overseas.
That's
that was
fair.
Real organized basketball. And in high school, it's high school. This is the first time. He's only going to continue to get better.
You could make an argument that playing overseas better prepares you than actually playing in college because of the professional game.
He didn't finish playing, though.
I think he has an advantage because he's played around his brothers for a long time, and Lonzo's always played a pro-like game in the way that you see the floor. S.A., I hear what you're saying. Have you ever stood have you been next to Ja?
No.
So they label Ja as 6'3". Ja ain't 6'3". Now, I'm with you on Ja. You know how I'm built. I'm already connected there. Ja's like 6'1½", 6'2", right? Okay. Fantastic athletic. LaMelo's 6'7".
Yeah, long,
was not
man.
Even grown into his body
I
yet.
I stood next to him.
He's 6'7", long. Was not grown into his body yet.
Okay.
Now, the playmaking ability, that's where I think I have to fight back because I didn't agree with Key at first on this one.
Okay.
LaMelo Ball might end up becoming the face of the league.
Tried to tell Jay this a year ago.
No,
we talked about this, so he might not.
And I said it might not happen in Charlotte. He may have to move to become that face to a bigger market, but I see it happening.
I hope for Jordan's sake he stays in Charlotte.
And Ja's on his way, but let me tell you where LaMelo has a different advantage than Ja. See, LaMelo has been built into this distribution network from his brother, the show, everything. You know everything about LaMelo from an early age. If it's him pulling up to a game in a green jacket and a green Lamborghini, you hate it if you like it, right? It's polarizing. But it's on the court play speaks volumes because he gets everybody involved. So it's a combination of both. Where I think Ja is way more understated, absolute killer, but I just what LaMelo can grow into,
okay,
I think he has a higher ceiling.
I would say that growth,
but he can have a higher ceiling.
Come on, y'all. Here's what I would say. We've seen, like you talk about the greatness of a Jason Kidd and guys like that, right? But when you looked at Kobe, it was just something different.
It was an it factor.
And I'm telling you that when it comes, because Jason Kidd had the it factor now. Mm-hmm. Jason Kidd was a showman. It was a Showtime with Magic and stuff. But Jason Kidd was one of those dudes that reminded you of what Showtime used to be because Jason Kidd leading the break
when he came
was something
into the
special
league.
To behold.
That's what they kept
he was spectacular.
Magic.
What I'm saying to you is when you look at Ja Morant, he is a killer. He's a guy that you give the ball to LaMelo to make the right play. You give the ball to Ja Morant, finish the deal. There's just a different mentality. And I'm saying to you, I can't ignore that. Right now, it's only 3 games into the season. He averaging 35 on 58% shooting, 44% from 3-point range. We know that's not going to last in terms of the percentage, but the point, this brother can do it anytime he wants to. He's that spectacular, and he's a killer. You saw him in a play-in game against Golden State in the playoffs. You see what this guy has done in pressure moments. He answers the call. And I'm just saying, I can't ignore that killer in him that shows up when it counts. Ja Morant is special. Mm-hmm. Is special.
I agree. Right. You have to take into consideration, though, he's a year further ahead in the process.
Okay.
Year 3 as opposed to LaMelo, who just got the rookie of the year, right? And also look at the makeup of the team. Now, I'm not saying dismissing Ja's not elevating Dylan Brooks and Jackson and all these guys. Mm. But you look at the makeup of the team that LaMelo has, the fact they were in the consideration last year before the bottom kind of dropped out, they're right there. He's on pace.
Yeah.
He's on pace to do something similar.
All right, well, It's fluid.
Yes, I like this
but the bottom line is, you can't ignore when we think about the great players that we talk about, When you think about that 75 list, we talk about people, a lot of, most of the people who made the list were people who closed, people who finished, people who had that it factor. And I'm saying, Ja Morant has that. No one will deny that. No one will deny that.
You lose again.
No, I don't.